Just make sure to turn the mic on so that you could be heard. Nobody's speaking, so somebody needs to turn on their mic.
Hi, this is Brian Capullo. I'm here.
You need to press the mic because you're not going ahead there, so.
You talking to me, Mark?
Hold on.
Mark, could you hear me now?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, we were muted on our end over here. Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay, we're good to go.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
All right, so what we're going to do then is I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:05. And the next action of business is we are going to nominate and elect a temporary chair for the meeting. Do I have any nominations? No, I'm going to do the.
I nominate you, Gino.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, Dana. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so I will be the temporary chair for the meeting. And now we will move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
To the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Justice for all.
Okay, we'll move to number three. Will the clerk call the roll? All right, I'll do it. Dana?
Here.
Gino, I'm present. Brian?
Here.
Carly?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
Okay, all members are present. We have a quorum. Okay, number four, approval of minutes. This month we do not have minutes. Our meeting for December was canceled, and we're still waiting on minutes from the previous months. Do I have a motion to table?
Make a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Brian, second. Dana,
Yeah,
all
I'll
in
second
favor?
that.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Nope.
Okay, we'll table that. And we'll move on to number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Where's Dave?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
One question. Have we heard from the group that was giving us a price, not a price, but what we should
assessment
do to move forward?
Yep.
Have we heard from them?
Yeah, that's going to we're going to talk about that later in the agenda, but we did get an email back from them after. Yeah. Is there anybody else from the public that wishes to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Brian, is there anyone besides you on Zoom that you can see?
No, I'm over phone, so
Oh,
I'm
gotcha.
not aware. Yep.
Jen, is there anybody from the public that is on the Zoom call? Do you know? Okay.
No, there's nobody else on Zoom.
Okay. Third and last time, anybody from the public wish to speak? All right. Can I have a motion to close the public portion?
Make a motion.
Dana.
I'll second.
Carly. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public portion is closed. All right. Number six. We'll move on to election of officers. All right. I'm going to open up the floor for nominations for chair. Is there any nominations?
I would like to make a nomination. I nominate Gino DiGiovanni for chairman.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
I can take that. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'll accept the nomination. Go ahead, Dina.
My reason for the nomination is because Gino was the first person I contacted regarding my vision for organizing this committee over 4 years ago. He has been involved since our very first meeting in November 2021 at the Derby Neck Library. When my efforts stalled, Gino successfully worked with Richard Zekin to secure our placement on the agenda and our appointment as an official committee. Gino has been instrumental to this committee, its backbone from the start. His help to me over the last 4 years has been immeasurable. In truth, he should have served as chairman from the beginning. Time and time again, he has put his business and personal life on hold to support this committee in countless ways.
Thank you, Dana. I appreciate that. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Third and last time, are there any other nominations? All right. Without that, without any other nominations, do I have a motion to close nominations? Okay. Carly, do I have a second?
Second.
Dana, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. So nominations are closed. Okay. Since there are no other nominations, if there's no objection, we'll cast one vote for the single nomination, which I accept for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Before we move on, I just want to say that it's been an honor and a privilege to be part of this commission from the very beginning. In the very beginning of this commission, we had a few more members than we do now. But since then, this commission has gone through not just one, but two administrations from its inception. And it's truly been an honor and also a team effort to get us to where we are right now. And as we go through the meeting, we'll update, the public and the people in the audience on where we sit. But I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been part of this effort for the last going on 4 years. So with that said, is there any other comments on that, Brian?
No, I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to Dana. This is her brainchild, and this is something that we've all kind of grown passionate about, and this project is very close to all our hearts, and it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for Dana. So a very special thank you to Dana, and look forward to the future, and just want to say thank you to Dana.
Very good. I'll echo the same sentiment. Are there any other comments before we move on? Okay, with that being said, we'll move on to nominations and elections for vice chairman. Can I get a motion to open up nominations?
Make a motion.
Dana, second. Carlene? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, nominations are open. Are there any nominations? I'd like to nominate Brian Coppola to be our vice chair, which he's currently our vice chair. Is there a second?
I second.
Dana? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Third and last time, are there any other nominations? Okay, can I have a motion to close nominations? Carlene, second.
Second.
Dana, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, nominations are closed. If there's no objections, we'll cast one vote for Brian Coppola for vice chair for the upcoming term. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, congratulations, Brian. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you all.
All right. All right, so we will, with that being said, we have our chair, our vice chair for the upcoming term. And if there's no other comments on that, then we'll move to number seven, community or committee updates. Anything for committee updates? We're going to talk mostly about it under new business, I would think.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the firm to finalize the assessment, including the fly system.
Yep.
They had to redo the whole.
Brian, do you have anything to update right now?
Not right now. No, Gino. Okay.
All right. So we'll move on to number seven, new business. So going to... under the new business, as Tommy brought up before, we spoke, not spoke, but via email this past week after the holidays to Evan. Evan is the project manager from Steinberg Hart, which we all know. We've been communicating with them for the last few months, and they are doing the assessment, the market analysis, and they're almost done with it. He said by the end of this week, we'll have a schedule on their final presentation. They need to gather a couple, well, the information that they've already gathered, they just need to compile it. They had a few people sick throughout the holidays, so there was a little bit of a delay there. But right now they're moving along, and we should have at least a final presentation. My words, not theirs, but something pretty much close to the final product, I would think, in my opinion, by the next meeting that we could kind of unveil to the public and to the people on the committee, and then we could go from there. But as of right now, all the information is gathered. There were some questions. We let them back in the building a few times. We had the engineers there a few times, especially with HVAC and the utilities on where we can get ductwork and whatnot in there. So it's a very lengthy process, but also at the same time, this building never had heating and ventilation, you know, together. So there was no chases for ductwork. So that became a challenge. We didn't, another option was just to give like a brief summary of it, was to put heating and air conditioning units on the roof. We've all seen what the roof looks like. That wasn't feasible that way, and it wasn't cost effective either. So we had to kind of redesign some things to be down into the basement and whatnot. But with all that information that we've gathered over the last year, we're finally to, I think, a final product, which hopefully will be unveiled by next month. But we have been updated by them via email. We talked to them, I want to say it was right before maybe Thanksgiving, with a couple things that they needed from us. But the survey's all been completed. So we're pretty much underway. So hopefully by the next meeting, you know, we'll have something final to give to the public and to the rest of the committee, and then we'll set something up with them to come in and give a formal presentation. Are there any questions on that? from anyone? Where's Dave, Tommy?
They talked about eliminating the fly system, which I don't really understand what that is, but I know Dave Condon had mentioned it to me, and he said that's something that just can't be done.
Yeah, so I think Dave, I spoke to Evan and the team from Steinberg Hart that's working on the project. I think that, you know, once they come, let them do their presentation. There is a fly system that will be there. I think Dave, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, has a concept of what he's calling or what he's seen a fly system to be. And I just don't believe that we're talking about the same thing. There's different types of fly systems for different types of theater, different types of production. A fly system that is, you know, in certain theaters that are doing Broadway acts are different from the Richfield Playhouse or other venues. We will have a fly system there. I just, right now, I don't think we're going to have a fly system that is going to do a Broadway show. Number one, the length, the height, and the width of our stage doesn't meet the criteria for a Broadway theater. But we will have definitely a fly system. After Dave brought
I would like to, oh, go ahead. Go, sorry. Sorry to interrupt,
no,
you know.
No, go
yeah,
ahead.
I would. Yeah, yeah, no, I would just like to, you know, make a point here and just say that it has to be conducive to, you know, and a lot of different venues, right? So we're talking about comedy shows, you know, small music venues, things of that nature. So as long as it's conducive to those different, you know, entertainment venues, I think that's going to be appropriate, even if it's not yep. for the full Broadway show. So we just have to make sure that it could be the jack of all trades and we don't have to pigeonhole ourselves when it comes to, you know, a certain type of fly system.
Correct. I agree. So after the last discussion a few meetings ago when Dave was here and talked about it, I went back and actually Dana emailed Evan and we set up a Zoom meeting kind of consultation. I just wanted to ask him questions on that and we just had a conversation. For us to put what I'm going to call in general terms a Broadway theater fly system where it holds, you know, seven different scenes and stages deep and whatnot, for us to do something to that nature with the stage, the specs, the height, and all the criteria that goes into that, we would have to open up the floor to the stage, go all the way down to our basement into that back area where we are going to way down on the bottom floor into the lower basement where the foundation is. We would eliminate all the space down there that we need for the HVAC heating and air conditioning systems that we're going to use instead of putting them on the roof. We'd have to eliminate all that, dig out into the ground, put in footings and foundations and steel columns all the way up to the stage area so that it would hold the weight of this, my words, Broadway theater fly system. And it would be a significant amount of structural rehab and configuration to do that, which we'll probably see, you know, coming up in their type of presentation where we mapped out that whole entire building, broke it down into sections, automated it where we can pull different floors out, put floors in, change the seating, the criteria. We can move walls, everything that's not structural. We can reconfigure everything. And I had Evan go back and do it over and over and over to see if there's any way to do that. And if there was a way, to do it, we would have found it. And the only way to do it is what I just described. It would be a significant increase in, you'd have to go all the way to the basement to carry everything all the way up. And that was another reason why the design was built around the structural columns that exist there already. You'll see that in the plans and the prints that come up with the columns and how, downstairs when you first walk in off of the street level where the old city hall was, there was some areas there where that's all non-structural. I like to call them partition walls. So we could open up that whole space into one big room and then divide it into different rooms as we see fit. But there are certain walls in certain places that are structural that need to stay there unless you go into putting beams and headers and columns and opening it up. So that's kind of the background of that. There is going to definitely be a fly system that we used. It'll hold all the lights, the audio, the speakers, so forth and so on. That'll all be considered part of the fly system that would be there. There would be no structural, reinforcement or any new structure to be built and for the weight to be carried all the way down to the bottom and back up for this. What we have there meets the criteria. So I think that, I didn't know in the beginning exactly what a fly system was either, but doing the research and getting into it, everyone calls a fly system, but yet there is many subdivisions inside it, right? So it's the one that's going to fit the venue the best. We don't need a, you don't need an 18-wheeler when you're going to carry one bushel of corn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to spend the money and to rip the opera house apart and rebuild the whole thing from the basement up so that we can get, quote, a fly system isn't really the right thing to do either. But we definitely need one. Every theater needs one. So so I guess that was the short answer, Tommy. Any other questions or comments on where we're at with that? If not, any other new business? How did we make out, Carlene, with our fundraiser? I know that we had an issue with that a little bit, and
so really going forward, like for fundraisers and things like that, I was looking into doing an event at the Twisted Vine again.
Yep.
Mike is so great to us, where we can do we have a lot of people. I feel like we've had a lot of interest with people in the arts, so we've had like the magician and a few other like singers and things like that, where I've come to know a lot of people now through this commission, and everyone would like to donate their time to putting on a an event in honor of, the Opera House and like raising money. So I am looking into that and thinking like probably a little bit more towards the springtime, because I feel like right now after the holidays, everything's been a little crazy. So I know the Twisted Vine has quite a few events coming up. So my new business with that is determining like I'm thinking of doing like a cabaret theme where we can have different people, I don't know, like four different people come in that have, different, I don't know, like the magician or the singing or, what have you, and have like sit down seating where people have to buy tickets to enter the event. But then it's up to them if they want to purchase drinks or food or, looking into that and trying to determine, price range of like what would be feasible based on our tour. I think we did great for our walking tour, but I do think we were a little overpriced. I think that we could have sold more tickets if we were a little bit under. So trying to figure out like what's a good area for that to raise money, but also have enough people to attend the event to, make some money. So
yeah, but that's okay. We got to start somewhere. So we did it. We had a good showing on it. So mm-hmm. now we could adjust. At least we have a starting point.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And I would,
I could look into, Oh, no, I was just going to say I could look into other theaters in the nearby area that do cabarets, so we can kind of just get a better pulse of what something like a, you know, an event like that would cost, especially if it is a fundraising event. So we can get some numbers together, and we could talk about it a little later. I could get those numbers to you by the end of the week.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Yeah, and then I would like to, as well as like when the weather gets nicer, I would love to do another tour. More towards the summertime. It's going to be lighter out earlier. We could even start earlier, on a weekend. And I think that that's like something that we had a great turnout. Regardless, we had no issues with the turnout. Everybody was very respectful. Everybody that came on our tour absolutely loved it. So, and I have all that material still, so we can, certainly put that on a little bit easier, I guess, the second time around. So, those are some events that we're looking towards for the spring and then into the summer.
All right, good. Any other comments? Brian, you have anything else?
Nope, not right now.
Okay. When is the next meeting? It'll be the 9th, right? February the 9th. All right. So before we go, next monthly's meeting is going to be Monday, February the 9th. At 6 p.m. right here, same time, same station. What I'll do is we'll email everybody on the committee and let them know what's going to go on. We'll like I said, we'll talk with Evan and company and see where we are for next meeting, and maybe we'll have them come in, or we'll set something up to have an official meeting and a presentation that meets their schedule. So I'll get more information as we as everyone gets back in to the swing of things after the holidays. Is there any other comments before we close? All right. If not, we'll move on to number 8. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Carlene, second.
Second.
Dana, all in favor? All right. We got 6:30. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next month.
All right, thank you, Al.
Thanks, Brian.